California Rep. Ted Lieu demands GOP denounce racist and vile replacement theory he once boasted about. The article on Infowars.com from Information Liberation has him, where he was saying we got to replace these bad Europeans with third world populations. And I'm not against having smart people that have skills coming here to America. That's what helps the country. But all the sociologists are on record knowing that if you bring in tens of millions a year, you cannot absorb that, and it will break down society and drive down wages. So to counter that, Paul Watson's reposted Infowars.com and tweeted this out, a UN strategy document on the UN website from 2001, that's 21 years ago, says that replacement migration is needed to offset population decline. They said up to 600 plus million migrants needed in the U.S., up to 1.4 billion migrants needed in Europe by 2050. By the U.S. by 2040. Now, I'm the type of guy that actually shows you the document. Revealed, UN plan to flood America with 600 million migrants. Archive Infowars.com, 2018. But right now, let's get into the cold, hard facts. And when I say this, I want it to really sink in and so you take it personal, because it is personal. The globalists want to hurt you and your family. They want to bankrupt you so they can control your life. And they're doing a damn good job of it. And they're hurting us here, too. What they've done to InfoWars is a mirror of what's happened to other American industries, because we have to have our own sponsors 90% of the funding by selling products ourselves. And so I've been telling you, before it even happened, 26 to 7 months ago, that this would cause a worldwide supply chain breakdown, mass starvation, flooding the third world into the West, and now it's all happening. And it's only going to get worse unless we force a political action, the impeachment of Biden, and any Democrats that back having the pipelines turned off and having the damn border open, because those are two default tyrannical things where they've got their foot to our neck and are just bleeding us out. So there's not much time to mitigate this, ladies and gentlemen, and so we're going to talk about it right now. Here's some of the headlines. Goya CEO issues dire warning on looming food crisis. He's one of the biggest canners of food on the planet, particularly beans and other vegetables, and he can't get them. So when the big dogs can't get stuff, you know there's a problem. This is total vertical integration. If it's hurting the big guys, it is going to kill, and I mean physically, a lot of people. Big article on Zero Hedge about that. We're posting it to Infowars.com. Goya CEO issues dire warning on looming food crisis. California gas averages $6 plus dollars a gallon as prices across the U.S. surge. But don't worry, Bill Gates has got an answer to no baby formula. He's got an answer to all this. He's got genetically edited food. The next stage of their great reset. Oil prices rise as much as 3%, and OPEC is defiant in not flooding market with supply. The squeeze is on. And that leads us on to this next big piece of information, these four stacks. California Rep. Ted Lieu demands GOP denounce racist and vile replacement theory he once boasted about. The article on Infowars.com from Information Liberation has him, where he was saying we got to replace these bad Europeans with third world populations. And I'm not against having smart people that have skills coming here to America. That's what helps the country. But all the sociologists are on record knowing that if you bring in tens of millions a year, you cannot absorb that, and it will break down society and drive down wages. So to counter that, Paul Watson's reposted Infowars.com and tweeted this out, a UN strategy document on the UN website from 2001, that's 21 years ago, says that replacement migration is needed to offset population decline. They said up to 600 plus million migrants needed in the U.S., up to 1.4 billion migrants needed in Europe by 2050, by the U.S. by 2040. Now, I'm the type of guy that actually shows you the document. Revealed, UN plan to flood America with 600 million migrants. Archive Infowars.com, 2018. Here's the actual executive summary from the United Nations website. It's linked on the articles at Infowars.com. You need to go read this for yourself on the UN website. They're so lazy, they killed the link to the main document, but it's there in subsections. And they lay out each country and how they're going to do it and how they're going to take it over. Here's Breitbart, Macron, Europe entering age of unprecedented mass migration, shares destiny with Africa. They want 200 million Africans in France alone. Revealed, UN plan to flood America with 600 million migrants. There's the article, newswars.com. And then they had a story in PolitiFact, misleading. InfoWars story says UN plans to flood America with 600 million migrants. It goes on to say it's true, but the UN doesn't use the word flood, so it's not. And then we have all the new video of the millions a month coming across the Texas border like clockwork, ladies and gentlemen. So that's their plan. That's their operation. That's what's going on. And they want you to be banned from being able to discuss the UN plan to collapse the third world in food shortages and starvation, flood the West, collapse the social welfare system via Cloward and Piven strategy, and then bring in a world ID as the answer. And the universal basic income. So this was going around on Twitter yesterday. People asked me if it was real. And I sent them back the link that, of course, it's real. Air Canada and the Canadian government. Air Canada proudly presents a collaboration of Air Canada, the Canadian government, and the World Economic Forum for a new official ID program coming October 2022. You can now pre-order your digital ID this August with a new digital tracking system being implemented this October. The digital ID facial recognition booths being put in Toronto, Pearson airports. Please call. You can get your digital ID. And then the government itself saying it's a pilot program. So is Italy and others for a forced world ID, carbon tax, social credit score, universal basic income tied to it, and vaccine passport. Digital identity can help advance inclusive financial services. And it goes on from there. Absolutely incredible. And that ties in with all of the ongoing COVID tyranny that we'll start getting to now, but come back with more in the next segment than the Ukraine developments that are extremely important and the attacks on free speech and admissions that are just everything's bombshell from Project Veritas. They are the most accomplished, incredible individuals. I just am just beside myself that I even know these people. You know, I don't care about rock stars. I don't care about Hollywood, but I care about patriots that are turning the tide. And what they caught on undercover video is the greatest coup yet. But of course, it's being blocked everywhere except places like InfoWars.com. Hopefully you'll share it. And then that ties in to all the other big leaks and information that are coming out as well via Project Veritas. So that's coming up next segment. But please remember, the entire success of this operation to stop the globalist hinges on you and your word of mouth and your power with human intelligence to override the AI and override the censors and say, hey, the truth lives. You want to know about the food crisis? You want about the open borders? You want to know about inflation? You want to know about the baby formula shortage? You want to understand why they got drag queen pedophile time? You want to understand why they're telling five-year-olds that they're going to be expelled if they misgender people and there's 56 genders? You want to know what the whole plan is? We have deciphered it and decoded it and know how to stop it. So tell people, hey, the truth lives at the vaunted, demonized, attacked, embattled InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.Video. And the link to share that they're not censoring as much is BattlePlan.News, which again takes you to Band.Video.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.